Welcome to episode 5 of Rock the Boat with Richard Hagen, your weekly dose of boating industry news and opinions. Swedish boat builder X-Shore has announced that it has raised 15 million euros in investment funding to help it scale up its production facilities for its all-electric boat, the Elex 8000. Not bad for a company that was only started 5 years ago and which got its start through crowdfunding initiatives. The Elex 8000 is 26 foot long and is powered by a 120 kilowatt hour battery. X-Shore says that this gives the boat a top speed of 35 knots. That high speed is intentional because the company says that it is targeting premium buyers who want the performance of fossil fuel boats but without the emissions. Many of their competitors' boats are only capable of much slower speeds. The company says that the funding they've received will go towards expanding on their existing small production facility in Stockholm to cope with its massive order book for this boat. The plan is to open a second, larger facility in order to increase production to about 400 boats per year. According to Bloomberg, the market for electric boats is small, but it's growing steadily. By 2030, it's expected that about 70,000 electric boats will be sold annually for a total value of about $1.4 million. This growth is expected to be driven mainly by improvements in the technology involved in these boats and by the demand from environmentally conscious boating enthusiasts. If you've watched my previous videos, you'd have heard me talk about the Candler 7 and the AlphaStreet 28C. These are both electric boats that continue to grow in popularity, with the Candler also being produced in Sweden. They're both part of a growing electric boating trend that is sweeping the industry. I'll feature electric boating in much more detail in an upcoming video, so keep an eye out for that one. In other news, Polish catamaran manufacturer Sunreef has announced that 3 of its yachts have been shortlisted in the prestigious International Yacht and Aviation Awards. The Sunreef 60 Power, the Sunreef 70, and their Sunreef 49M mega yacht concept design have all been shortlisted. Sunreef is famous for its large, luxurious sailing and power catamarans. The company is actively pursuing growth in the superyacht market, and the 49M is part of that effort. I featured the yacht in one of my previous videos, so if you're interested, go check out episode 2 to learn all about them. The International Yacht and Aviation Awards is an initiative that awards the quote, best in design from across the globe, unquote. It's 11 years old now, and it presents an opportunity for the celebration of the quote, best design schemes, product launches, and innovation, unquote, in the marine and aviation sectors. Designers, naval architects, shipyards, private jet manufacturers, and product designers are all eligible participants. Nominations for 2021 are now open, and so if you'd like to enter your design or product into the running, visit the designawards.co.uk. And finally, back to Sweden for news from motorboat manufacturer Nimbus. Nimbus has announced a brand new model, the C8. The C8 is the smallest model in their commuter series of boats, following from their C9 and C11 models. Nimbus says that this boat is, quote, a purpose-built, rapid commuter vessel, unquote. It's aimed at commuting boats, day trippers, and for short journeys. The design offers a fully enclosed wheelhouse with a walk-around deck. The company's priority was to make it easy to get on or off the boat and to move around whilst on board, so it includes loads of storage spaces, wide walkways, large sliding doors, and large passages. The bow also has a V-berth for overnighting. The C8 has an overall length of 26 feet and an 8-foot beam. It's powered by a Mercury V8 F250, which will give it a top speed of about 40 knots and a cruising speed of between 20 and 35 knots. Standard equipment includes a bow thruster, a separate heads compartment with a basin, a 7-inch Simrad chart plotter, carpeting throughout, and a mooring canopy. Nimbus says the C8 is particularly aimed at buyers in colder climates in Scandinavia and North America who want a highly seaworthy, easy-to-use boat with a lower price tag. Pricing information isn't public yet, but we can expect it to cost less than its C9 sister boat, and that one sells for, on average, around $200,000. Nimbus is based in Sweden, and its model lineup currently ranges from the C8 through a range of open day boats and commuters up to a 40-foot flybridge sports cruiser. The company prides itself on its Scandinavian design as well as the functionality, safety and comfort of its range of boats, which it says are unique selling points for the brand. For more information about the range of Nimbus boats or to see more of the C8, visit nimbus.se. That's it for this week's episode. I really hope you enjoyed watching it. If you're a boat builder, boating product manufacturer, or industry service provider, and you'd like to have your news featured here, please contact me. My contact details are in the description. And for sponsorship opportunities, please reach out to Yachting International Radio. Every week, we reach thousands of boating enthusiasts who can't wait to hear all about your brand. Last but not least, don't forget that I'm a specialist copywriter producing marketing copy for the boating industry. I work with companies all over the world providing professional blogs, email marketing, website content, and product descriptions that get your boats and products out in the water fast. Contact me on my website at richardhagen.com or via my social pages, and I'll be happy to provide more info. Thanks for watching and see you next week.